right.
Is that?
All right. We theoretically.
Wow. All this fancy new software. And by fancy, I mean, I think it's the thing that literally every other streamer uses.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but we've made some significant advancements.
Yeah, I like to not think of us as streamers, really for no reason other than I don't want to be affiliated with those that claim the title for themselves. So
I would like the money, though.
That is true.
I wouldn't mind that.
I feel like every time I go on Twitter, I see like Aiden Ross throwing 20 grand at someone. Which is,
yeah, I mean, look, that's the beauty of gambling.
You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, in a universe, we probably belong on Kick.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not, we only stream once a week. All the other episodes.
Well, if you pay me 10 grand a month.
Oh, yeah, certainly. For the money, I would more.
They throw out retarded amounts of money.
I'll be fucking Keemstar for the right amount of money. I'm going to grow that douchey beard and start yelling about drama. All right. Speaking of drama, that's not what we're here for, despite what some people seem to be thinking because of the title. As you'll notice, we're having a guest today, which is something we never do. But we'll get to that. Javi is
a special occasion.
Yeah, very special. But Javi, I think he's in the process of moving. So he's driving back to his new place right now. So he'll join us in about
moving.
Yeah. He's moving fentanyl smoke into his lungs. No.
Oh, God bless him.
I like him so far. I've only talked to him a bit, but I'm a fan. All right. We've got other personal things to talk about before we get there.
There are more important things happening, believe it or not.
We had a traumatic thing happen to us today, which is David Wilcock has finally blocked us on Twitter.
Man, what, it only took, what, 4 years? Almost five?
Yeah, since somewhere around like 2020, maybe 2019, we have been criticizing the man and his various endeavors. But today, I think this was the first time I had ever directly replied to one of his tweets, and I think that seems to have been the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I'll comment every now and then, but
usually I'm just faux positive with him.
Yeah, I'm usually just gassing him up to be more retarded.
So this earlier today, we were sent a DM from, I think I got his ad in here somewhere, this guy, Macario Mend.
Shout out to him.
So he sent me this. David Wilcock, for those of you who've watched those episodes, he has been talking about how Shadow of Ezra has been sending him like secret messages via the time length of the videos they're posting.
Right.
Along with just like other random shit. David basically, he's gotten to the point where he thinks everything's about him. So this wonderful person DM'd Shadow of Ezra. And I was like, this is tonight's live stream. He did another one 2 weeks ago. He's telling people that some messages are directly to him. To which Shadow of Ezra, yeah, can you show me it? And then here's the reply. I'm not connected to him in any way. I'm not sure what I can do to stop him. I have, and then the coup de grace. I have absolutely no connection to this Wilcock person. Which, you know, I would imagine is probably kind of devastating for a guy who thinks he's getting secret messages from Donald Trump. And
how do you think the Shadow of Ezra dude felt when he, you know, you find out that there's a maniac out there saying you're purveying secret messages?
Well, Shadow of Ezra,
in your tweets,
they are like a Q person. So I don't know if they really believe it or if they just get so many clicks that they're doing this. But I do love that crazy people hate all other crazy people.
Yeah, they're the women of the conspiracy community.
Because what ends up happening is they all develop their own like pet theory, and it's always very intricate.
There are a lot of, at this point, schisms in the QAnon community.
It's basically like when Christianity branched off. We've got like Episcopalians and Presbyterians and all that shit.
Yeah.
The different varieties. But yes, I don't think he wants to share the spotlight with David. So I took this, I tweeted about it earlier, and then David posted that they're cutting off his power today because of wind or some shit. So I replied, I just said, comment with this, and David blocked us. that was all it took to get blocked by old David.
I mean, I guess, what else is he going to be able to do?
I guess I'm retarded because there was part of my head where I was like, maybe if he's confronted with solid evidence, he'll take it into account and adjust his beliefs. But of course he didn't do that. Why would I think he would do that?
I don't think he can. I think he can't. you can't admit one thing being wrong or it's all wrong. It's a house of cards.
Yes. Well, it's also, you know, it's one thing to admit to being wrong, like about a specific instance of something. It's another thing to admit some foundational aspect of your belief system is entirely fabricated within your own delusions.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to admit.
Yeah,
that's sure a is. Rough conclusion to come to.
I was going to say, why don't we look at David's tweets, but we're blocked.
We're blocked. We're gonna have to fucking make an alt account just to troll David.
Well, I do have an alt account, but I can't sign into it on here. I'll read it off my phone. He had a...
Well, at least we know without, you know, in complete certainty that he knows who we are. He's yes, paying attention.
Despite his protestations to the contrary.
He can't block us on YouTube, Dave.
Not
sorry. Yet.
All right, this is what he said. So he said, and maybe it's because I was being insensitive. He said, we have a very real wind disaster going on up here now. They're cutting off power at 3 p.m. in 27-degree cold wind and won't turn it on again until noon tomorrow. I'm probably going to need to wear winter clothes indoors. I will be fine, but wow.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're in a severe storm, I would wear, you know, good clothing if you have no heat.
Is this a thing that goes, I've never lived someplace cold. Do they cut off power? Does that ever happen in Utah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they actually prepare all like the electrical equipment for the cold. I think it's called weatherizing.
Yes.
That's why Texas actually loses power when it freezes.
Yeah.
Because they're retarded.
I'm going to guess David might have just neglected to pay a power bill. And now he's using the wind as an excuse for...
I mean, he's so far gone that he could, like, bills could, might not even be a thing to him. He thinks the world's ending. What? Who cares?
Oh, and then there's this addition. They cut our power at a matrix appropriate 3:03 p.m.
Wow.
What the fuck does 3:03 have to do with the matrix? I know his thing is repeating threes, but that's only two threes, not three threes.
I think it just looks cool.
We have decent sunlight, so I'm keeping certain blinds open to get that passive heat system. The house is holding heat well. I have two generators. It should be good.
He's tweeting like he's in a snowstorm in the 1800s, and he's not sure if he's going to make it.
Yeah, he's acting like he's at fucking Donner Pass.
Dear wife, we've run out of wood the fire, but the house seems to be holding heat well.
I'm going to have to eat the dog.
Pray we make it through this fortnight.
But yes, he does. David loves to play the victim, and he's using the opportunity. Is that doing anything? It's freaking me out from the corner of my eye. The YouTube
I don't know, it should still be there
thing kind of keeps refreshing. I'm assuming we haven't lost power and I'm just talking to myself.
Well, it says we have an excellent connection.
Okay.
Chat, tell us if we've died.
Yeah, if we disappear, someone tell us. But yes, David likes to play the victim, and he's going to continue to do so. And that it was the episode we filmed yesterday, right, where he's talking about the Matrix and he started crying.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you guys are going to enjoy that. That'll be on Monday or Friday's episode. I don't quite recall. But David tries to recount the moment in The Matrix where he freezes the bullets.
Yeah.
And it brings him to tears. He cries.
It's so funny. He cries from absolutely out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's pretty unhinged. Speaking of other unhinged things, a big week on Twitter for us. We also had Cliff High repost one of our tweets.
Yes.
Which I'm going to guess he's never listened to us because we've said, well, we actually haven't said very mean things. We've just said he's a crazy person.
I mean, we've been as nice as we could. We could have been meaner.
Look, for what Cliff has been saying about the Jewish people, I feel like we've been more than kind.
Look, for as much as I love making fun of him, occasionally I'd be like, hey, knock it off. That's my bit.
Yeah. Well, I also think
we can't all be anti-Semitic.
I've said this before. I think Cliff is too crazy to be anti-Semitic. I think he really believes, like, kind of in the same way when we watched Carrie Cassidy the other week and she was talking about the border.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't hate Mexicans. She actually thinks the Mexican people are gray aliens that are breaking into our country. She's too crazy to be a racist.
She's too far gone.
Yeah. So the other thing I've been enjoying before we finally move on to something else is Jay Widener's been talking his shit online since the conclusion of Corey Good's lawsuit.
Wow.
Well, at least part of the lawsuit. There's still a few more left, but those will be settled at a later date, assuming Corey can afford a lawyer anymore. which doesn't seem to be very likely.
It seems very unlikely, actually.
Yeah, he really shot himself in the foot. Should we talk about how this Javi situation came to be before he gets here?
Oh, I suppose.
So, Javi, off of 30, as his at name would be, we've talked about him a few times. The first time we talked about him was, I believe, he had that video go viral.
It's gone viral a handful of times.
Yeah, no kidding. The kid puts up numbers.
All right. So for the people who were criticizing us for this,
yeah.
First of all, he started it.
And, well, we'll get through it. But yes, he reached out to us first. We didn't reach out to him.
And look, while we don't approve necessarily, the results are hard to argue with.
Yeah, the kid gets clicks. But so we've talked about him multiple times. The first time was when he went viral for that video where he was hitting the foil in his car on the freeway, which is not the safest of moves. I think in the tweet he said he was the one driving, but I don't believe that's actually the case.
No.
So
absolutely. I do want to know how he developed that technique.
I had another friend who would do it while driving too. Oh, thank you, Morgan. I'm glad to know. That was making me nervous. All right,
YouTube studio was tripping me out there for a second.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it's harsh in my mouth.
Constantly refreshing.
I needed some fentanyl.
But I a cool glass of fentanyl. My friend got in trouble for this because he used to smoke heroin while driving. Not fentanyl, but heroin. He fucking passed out.
Well, fentanyl is stronger than heroin.
Significantly stronger.
That's. I don't know how to stress this enough to people who have never done opiates.
Fentanyl will fuck your shit up.
There are levels to the game. Okay, you got like, you know, your base Vicodins.
Yeah, codeine below that.
Your Percocets, you know, your morphines. Or is Percocet stronger than morphine? No, I think Percocet and morphine is a good level.
Yeah, they're about the same. At least
heroin, black tar, and good black tar heroin, not bullshit. And then like four steps above that is fentanyl. It's retarded.
I believe the proper number is it's 100 times stronger than morphine.
See, this is why I don't believe all scientists are good.
No, Javi just deemed us.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is Javi's mother.
Yeah. No, so we talked about him then during that driving thing, and then we brought him up again about two weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
Well, when he made his comeback from rehab.
Yeah, he posted that video where he was talking in like a detox center, and we had talked about that. That episode went up. It was up for a few days, and then randomly we get a comment, and it was someone claiming to be him. No, I thought it was someone just fucking with us. Because, like, what are the odds that he finds that episode?
Of all the people we've made fun, that's like if Sean and Marley had reached out.
Yes, it's very particular. It just, like, it doesn't make a ton of sense.
Please, Sean and Marley reach out. That would literally be the greatest thing ever. I'll pay for a ticket to Australia.
But I think what happened is his Twitter had been shut down around that time. So he's browsing YouTube and such.
It's got to be against terms of service, right?
To smoke Fent? I don't know. I don't know if doing drugs is against terms of service because...
Well, I mean, illegal ones.
The other thing you could always say, though, is he could just say it was like a movie prop because...
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is... That's like calling... It's like calling pornography art.
Well, we've watched episodes of Intervention on YouTube, though, so like clearly they can show people doing drugs.
That's true. They show people shoot up all the time. I hate it.
I think it might be context dependent. Like, I think as long as you're not glorifying it, it's more okay. Or if you're showing it in like a medical context, if you're trying to show people, because there's videos where people like teach you how to shoot up cleanly. So,
well, that seems good for society.
Yeah, well, I'd prefer harm reduction over the alternative, which is a bunch of people, you know, sharing needles. But anyways,
so there's so many of them now. I don't know.
You're gonna cull the herd.
Well, we used to be able to keep the numbers in check.
Yeah, it's true. But so I checked the account that left us that comment and went back like a decade, and it had links to his old like banned Twitter account and shit. And I was like, well, it would be a very thorough prank for someone to have a decade old YouTube account to set this up.
Bro, being on the internet like that at 13 is crazy.
Yeah, we didn't really, the internet didn't come around for us until...
I remember one time, I didn't get in trouble, but I could have. I got on the internet and it was one of those forms. I don't remember what particular collectible it was, but it was some sort of collectible. And I was advanced for my age, so I arranged a deal to trade them, and I sent the dude to my home address. And he called my house. He's like, hey, you should probably tell your kid to not do that on the internet. So if you'd have given me Twitter, I'd have probably, you know, been trafficked to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
That's I was just watching an episode of To Catch a Predator, like the court aftermath of To Catch a Predator. And that's exactly what this guy did to the kid. Is he at first told them, like, hey, you shouldn't share your phone number and address with anyone. And then he gets them to share their phone number and address. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Look, I was trying to make a deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Forgive me for being entrepreneurial as a child.
You were wheeling and dealing. It was time to make some money.
Yeah. Look, I was going to resell it.
So anyways, has he responded? I'm sorry to do this in the middle of it. Oh, he said he's about to join.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But yes, before we get him in, he and I went back and forth a few times in the comments. He had mentioned setting up an interview. I said, sure. And he DM'd us once he got his account back, which led to this, which, you know, I, for those who are joining us and are not familiar, Brandon and I have both had our struggles with addiction. This is not a unfamiliar territory to us.
He's one of our people.
Yes. I've been sober for about 20 months. Brandon's been
stopped eating Vicodin.
Brandon's been sober for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And well, weed doesn't count.
It doesn't. Look, I gave up the ones that were life ruining.
But so I talked to him about that kind of sober shit, but that's not my intent with this conversation. You can't, if you don't want to get sober, you're not going to fucking get sober. And I don't want to sit here and bash the kid.
Look, I wouldn't say do it immediately.
One of the worst offenses in life is harshing someone's high.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be responsible for the waste of some perfectly good fentanyl.
As long as you know, like, hey, this ends poorly eventually.
It could, but I think maybe.
Well, I mean, it eventually it always does. This isn't really a Schrodinger's. It's like if Schrodinger's cat was smoking fentanyl, eventually it's going to die.
That'd be one cool cat.
He'd be sick while he lived. Look, all the jazz stars were heroin addicts.
Maybe he's got, we haven't talked to him yet. Maybe he's got a plan. Maybe he knows how this is all going
to
go.
This is my 10-step plan for how I'm going to make it to 80 smoking fentanyl.
Yeah, fuck the 12 steps. It's the 10-step plan to success.
I mean, the real danger is now that Twitter is monetized, is if he manages to get monetized, he's going to have so much money.
Thank you for saying Twitter. Before he joins, we should, this, so before this video went fucking insanely viral, we had set all this up. And then like 2 days ago, he posted this video, which sits at 23.7 million views.
Yeah, that's a lot. Look at him.
He's not wrong.
No, that's the thing, is he's absolutely 100% correct.
It feels great to do dope.
I can speak to that. It fucking rules.
Now, there's a lot of long-term consequences from it, but in the moment, I frequently said one of the best feelings in the world is relapsing.
Absolutely.
There is nothing better than being in that fucking panicky, sweaty state. And then you get some sweet, sweet dope in your system.
Oh, God, it's like scratching the greatest itch you've ever scratched.
And it all goes away and life is great until when it wears off and then your life is ruined.
And then you remember what you've done.
Yeah. Is he sitting in the...
I think he'll pop up in here at some point.
Okay. Well, we'll kind of just...
figuring this out on the fly.
Yeah, this, as we, you know, in the history of this show, we've done, what, 500 episodes.
Yeah.
We have had... four people besides ourselves on here. We have had one Cody Nichols, who I see is in the chat.
Yeah, we've had Cody on.
We have had Dr. Fox News.
Doc Fox. I miss Doc
what
Fox.
What era that was.
God
Jesus
damn.
Christ, what a weird show this
one
was.
Day that will be a cult era.
We had your brother Devin.
Yes.
And we've had Alex Stein.
Yes.
So this is going to be, and we have had people ask to come on, but I have told 100% of people no, the same way with advertisers. I've told 100% of people no, mostly because I only want to talk to people I find interesting, and I find this fucking fascinating.
Yeah, this is incredible. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Let's get him to join here. You'll have to excuse our tech literacy hobby. We're trying to
add to. There he is. Can you hear us?
What's good, guys? I can hear you guys.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Wait, is the volume coming through our TV?
It might be. That's all right.
Yeah, we can hear him. How's it going, man?
Good. What are you guys doing?
Oh, just this. We thought we'd have a little convo with you. Now, I'm trying to think what may be most interesting to the audience, and I think Most of the time, like I told you the other day, I posted on our Patreon, like, what do people want us to talk about? And the main answer is, how did you end up at fentanyl? So I figure before we get to that end point, I want to go through the drug history of Javi, like a timeline of your use of substances. So with that in mind, why don't we start? When was the first time you got drunk or high, and what was it?
I think the first time I smoked weed was when I was 18. Yeah. The first time I smoked weed was when I was 18.
Wait, what?
All right, that's reasonable.
Hold on. Wait, how old are you? Oh, fuck, he froze.
Oh, God.
I'm 25. Damn it, the deep age,
25. Okay. 18 is late to me. I'm surprised by that answer. I started doing drugs when I was like 12.
Yeah.
I had to get a lot of practice in before I jumped to the big leagues. Yeah, I did a lot of AAA dope doing.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of respect for my mom. She didn't want me to start doing drugs until after.
Well, that's good. She's a caring mother. I mean, what mother wants you? They say wait to 18, right?
Yeah, wait till 18 to do drugs.
I mean, most of us don't listen, but sure.
Well, that's a much better age to start at. There are certain drugs you can kind of get away with before 18, weed being one of them. But most of them, you should kind of chill until you're mid-20s.
Yeah, so what was your progression like? Because I went off the deep end pretty quick.
Yeah, me too.
So I was smoking weed up until like 20. And then I had this crush on this guy that lived like behind me into this new place that I live. And he just randomly came to me one day. He was like, yo, I got these pills. He's like, they're Percocets. And he was like, I didn't know you could smoke them at first. And he told me to take my first one. And he was like, be careful. And I was like, what do you mean, be careful? He's like, well, you could die. And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to take this. I was like, I don't know if I want to take this. And he was like, well, just pop half of it if it really is scary ass. And I was like, well, I don't know. And then an hour later, I popped half of it. And it just made me feel really, like, really sleepy and really good.
Boy, does it.
Yeah.
Boy, does it.
Well, so I think that's another thing I want to emphasize to people, is people who end up with their drug of choice, there's typically, like, an aha moment. I had it with both benzos and alcohol, which is, like, the first time I did both of them, everything was good.
Yeah.
Everything came together. Everything in the universe made sense.
Yeah.
I was both eloquent and witty and funny and quippy. Everything I wanted to be, I was that on those drugs.
Yeah.
Or so I was in my head.
I had that with Vicodin and ecstasy. I remember taking ecstasy and going, damn, God is real.
I remember specifically thinking with benzos, like the first time I got like fucked up on benzos, I was like, oh shit, this is a problem. Like this is, bro, I don't want to be sober ever again.
It really got going when he came back to me like 2 weeks later. He was like, did you know you could smoke them? And I was like, smoking pills? Like that's crackhead shit. Like who smokes pills? And he showed me how to do it, and I seen him started nodding, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. And it just went from there. I also started doing it. So it's what a coincidence, bro. I don't know if you believe in God or whatever, but this is how he shows my hand in my life for him to teach me a lesson on not doing dumb shit. But before I started doing this shit, I would always tell myself, because I didn't love myself, and I used to be like super fat, bro, like to where I didn't have a neck.
Me too.
And I would say, I want to get skinny. There has to be some type of drug to make me lose weight because I don't want to work out. And lo and behold, this shit started making me losing weight, but it also came at a detrimental cost, you know, because I was just talking shit out loud to the universe, like, it's like, God doesn't love me, you know, this, that, if this was to happen, but it's not going to happen. And it ended up happening. So I mainly started using it just to lose weight, kind of, and because I like to get in high.
Well, you should try cocaine then. Yeah. You want to lose weight, objectively speaking.
I've done coke before, but it's just not for me. I mean, I guess if I tried coke first, it would have been for me, but I've tried every other drug after fentanyl.
Yeah, well, your generation, the coke got ruined for your generation. That's understandable.
Yeah, I feel, you know, listening to this, I have come to realize, I think my drug progression, I treated drugs like a fucking MMRG or whatever the fucking abbreviation I'm trying to think of is.
You mean the MMOPRG?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I started with like when it comes to pills, I took Vicodin first, and eventually I got some Oxy, and then there were morphine pills, and eventually I got fentanyl lollipops, which I've only done fent like three times.
What do you mean fentanyl lollipops?
Oh, you don't know the actual... Oh, man.
My friend, listen to me. No, so when fentanyl is actually given out in like a hospital setting, one of the issues is, you know, it's usually used for like palliative care and life care.
So Javi, yeah. he has a pharmacology degree. He makes the pills.
I know drugs.
Yes.
But so one of the issues they have, because it's, you know, old people or people who are literally on death's doorstep, they can't really take pills that easily. Mm-hmm. So there's these little they look like fucking dum-dum lollipops.
Yeah.
And they have like anywhere between 125 to 1600 micrograms of fentanyl in it. So
that's crazy.
The first time I took one of those was after I had been semi-sober for like 6 months, and it put me on my ass for a whole day. And boy, that was the last, like, the last time I fucked around with something like that without the proper respect.
Bro, you know what? I guess...
Go ahead.
Fentanyl could, like, I guess fentanyl comes in like really, like, damn near any, like, you can smoke it, or I guess you could say suck it, because I know my homegirl, she vapes it. She vapes fentanyl. Right. Like, I didn't know you could vape it either. She vapes it out of this fucking vape pen.
Vapes, like, they gave her like a liquid serum of it?
Yeah, and she put it in the vape and she vapes it.
Well, that's neat.
Crazy. Well, one of the drugs, there was a drug that came out, it was like 2012, 2013, called Subsys. And this was another like legitimate use of fentanyl. It's actually responsible for a lot of like the fentanyl epidemic, the same way Oxycontin was back in the day. Subsys was to this.
Right.
But it's like a little, I'm assuming you've seen like the Narcan nasal spray shit.
Yep.
God, I hope you have that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But so they used to sell fentanyl in like a little fucking nose spray thing until that company got arrested because they had an whole advertising campaign set up around that product where the sole purpose was to get people to do more fentanyl. They didn't care if you actually had the disease or whatever. Their whole thing was, we want every patient to get 1,600 micrograms of fentanyl.
Well, it's funny how big pharma and his dealer are just exactly the same.
Yeah. What was that?
In Canada, you can get all this shit for free. Fentanyl, heroin, crack, coke, you can get it all for free. They will hand it out to you.
Yeah, consider going to Canada?
No, I'm not going to go all the way to Canada just for that. You might.
Yeah. Right. They do have like, they have free medical heroin there because they're having so many overdoses. What a sweet country. Damn, even saying that out loud.
That's such a funny thing to say. I'm here for one free medical heroin.
The land of dope.
Bro, you guys, you want to know
one,
what?
The one only... free ecstasy, please.
The one thing that I've noticed about my generation is we don't drink alcohol as much as we do drugs.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, I kind of noticed that with like your brother and sister because they.
Pussies.
Yeah. They're cowards, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it for us, the case was always in high school, it was actually far easier to get all these illegal drugs than it was to get alcohol.
Oh, boy, was it.
Alcohol, you got to go to the fucking store or have someone buy it for you.
Yeah, I don't need an ID to buy pills.
Yeah.
True.
But so let's, I want to get back to the journey here. So the first time you do it, you take half a pill, and then this guy introduces you to, man, notice how all guys' problems always involve trying to get their dick sucked
every single time.
The amount of issues guys find themselves in just because they're trying to get laid is like, yeah, I'll just take some Percocet. Yeah. Which, by the way, your cock's not going to work if you take too much Percocet, which defeats the purpose.
It's the unfortunate truth of most
drugs. If it makes you guys feel any better, I didn't get my dick sucked, so.
Oh, well, no, that makes me feel worse.
That makes me feel, yeah.
I want you to get your dick sucked.
Yeah, well, throw that. There's no bad consequences from that.
So the first time you actually smoke the pill, how does that go?
Oh, instantly, bro, I could feel it. It was like I could instantly feel it. Like when I took my first hit, instantly feel it, bro. Like, I couldn't even blow the smoke out of my mouth till before I started nodding. That's how quick I could.
Jesus. Do you think that, this may be a naive question on my part, do you think that first pill was actually Percocet, or was that already fentanyl?
I don't know. I can't really give you an answer. I don't know.
Word.
He didn't say.
What year was it, roughly?
This was like in 2020, around October.
Fuck. So there's a very good chance you could have gone straight from weed to fucking fentanyl.
Fuck.
Which is,
God, that's too fast.
That's a hell of a jump.
I mean, people have said fentanyl's been around, but I know it didn't get popular until around 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had like three cycles of opioid epidemic at this point in the country. The first one, OxyContin, the big O. Yeah, that was introduced in 1996, and then we started seeing the issue with the prescription pill mills and all that shit going on.
Yeah.
And that kind of lasted until about 2010-ish, and that's when they started removing the pain clinic's ability to write all these prescriptions.
Yeah.
Because there is doctor shopping used to not be an issue. They didn't have a system that cross-logged all this shit. So you could go get like 10 prescriptions for OxyContin just going around to different pain clinics.
Boy, could you.
But anyway, so they...
And then the Chinese got involved.
Well, they're good at making drugs, but...
We know how to kill Americans. We get them fucked up. We're going to ruin the heroin.
Chinese are good at making everything.
No, they're just using the opium den playbook on us.
Yeah, they moved up.
It's brilliant.
But so, yeah, once they took away all the prescription mills and shit, that's when people really started switching to heroin, because we had all these people who were taking a fuckload of pills every day. And all of a sudden they can't.
The pills.
And then I think I probably 2016, 2017-ish is when I first really started noticing like fentanyl became a thing.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because before, the only context I used to hear it about is there was a big issue with heroin that was cut with fentanyl back in the day because everyone was fucking ODing. And well, I guess here, let's go this direction with it, because I think people who don't hang out around druggies, which, you know, that's where I spend the majority of my time.
Yes.
I think there's a false conception now that people aren't intentionally doing fentanyl. They think it's just in other drugs, but no one wants to do it. But that's not the case.
No, the accidental ODs tend to be from fentanyl, but there are people who have, it's like Super Saiyan, they've leveled up.
Yeah.
So that's like specifically what you're looking for, right?
Fentanyl, yeah. That's what I wasn't specifically looking for that at first, but now when I go to get to go pick up, I specifically look for fentanyl. I even buy fentanyl powder here and there. So.
Is it cheap? Is it cheaper than the other pills?
No, I think the pill. I only pay $1 for the pills, but when it comes to fentanyl powder, I'll spend $100 on like rocks that's like this big. Like two rocks.
Are you getting colored like the purple and green shit?
Yeah, they're purple. Sometimes it's purple. The fentanyl colors be purple, gray, or white, or green. Sometimes, sometimes you even get different color pills, and they call those Skittles.
Yeah, you just said $1 a pill, which
that seems cheap.
$1.
That is insanely cheap to be able to get that fucked up.
That's why I have no incentive of getting clean, you guys, because it's just like super cheap and like I'm not like struggling or anything for it. So I mean, and I'm at where I want to be. So I mean, I just don't have no incentive to get clean, you know.
How's it so cheap?
Well, this I don't know, bro.
Back in the day, when we first started, back in the day when I first started using, I'd have to pay $20 for one.
Yeah. And then for a while, the price I last knew it at was like $4 or $5 a pill. But one of my friends who's gone forever in prison now, he had three pill presses. And when he was bulk producing fentanyl, he said the cost to him was like 30 cents a pill. Damn. So you can actually sell these pills for a buck or two or whatever and do okay monetarily, which is...
Yeah, you can.
Insane.
It really is the OnlyFans of drugs. How are you supposed to talk people out of those margins?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
from both ends. For the drug dealer, it's practically free.
God,
for the drug user,
this is just basically good old fashioned capitalism gone run amok.
Yeah. Well, I always said that about alcohol, though, which is like for $10, you can buy enough alcohol to fucking kill yourself.
That's true.
I'm gonna turn my camera off too because I'm about to take a hit off of this.
All right,
you're about to hit the fan.
Yeah, right now.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to tell him no.
No, I'm not here to chastise. Yeah, that's not my position in life.
Yeah, we're like demons that reformed themselves, and like we're not going to go to heaven. You know, but we can maybe, you know, help out.
Well,
the other demons.
As I said,
I got a question. Before I joined, I heard you guys said that you guys used to use. What were your guys' drug of choice?
All of them.
Yeah. Well, for me, the big one ended up being benzodiazepines. I got heavy into like the analog benzos, so clonazolam, and then eventually the one that really did me in was slubromazepam. And I started doing that, and I was drinking a bunch on top of it, and I had a nasty habit of blacking out for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
Boy, will it.
Yeah, and poor Brandon has to live with me, so he can attest to my gross incompetence during that period of my life.
It was pretty funny sometimes.
Well, I'm glad my death was humorous.
Well, the repeatedly ordering booze and forgetting you'd order them was pretty funny because it wasn't like forgetting you ordered a six pack. Forgetting you ordered like 120 beers.
I think at one point I blacked out and ordered 300 Natty Lights, which, by the way, that amount of beer only lasts me like a week.
You were killing them pretty quick.
I was drinking, you know, 30 beers a day.
I wasn't going to intervene.
No, God
I was
forbid.
Busy.
Now, I will say, again, not to harsh the mail, that withdrawal that I experienced was literal hell. That is the worst thing I have ever gone through, and it's not even close, even compared to just delirium tremens from alcohol alone. The combination of benzos with the alcohol, I was hallucinating for like multiple weeks. I was in fucking detox for 10 days because they couldn't let me go. I kept having seizures. I was seeing fucking demons in real life. It was a bad
time.
People
say that when they're on drugs, they say they see shit, and or like when they're going through withdrawals, they say they see shit. I've never seen anything or had any hallucinations.
For withdrawal, it kind of only happens with like GABAergic drugs, which are alcohol and benzos. That really tends to make people go loony.
Well, so yeah, what I did is all of them, but a lot of ecstasy. And then just as much Vicodin as I could eat pretty much all day, every day. And then I got to Utah, and then I stole all the pills in my grandmother's cabin, which was a lot of Oxycontin. And then the withdrawal from that is hard to describe to people.
It's a bad time.
The severe opiate withdrawal, I quite literally went insane. And the physical pain, people complained about COVID. That was the most pain I've ever suffered in my life. It's
crazy.
That was when I was like, oh, that's why they say drugs are bad. Up until then, I was like, these guys are lying. Drugs are fucking sick. And then I went through withdrawal and I was like, ah, okay.
Yeah, the problem is not the drugs. The problem is stopping the drugs.
Yeah, right? That's where I think the message is wrong. You got to tell kids, like, drugs rule, but withdrawal is fucking hell.
We got to help them experience the withdrawal so they don't do it.
Yeah. Have you had to go through any opiate withdrawal yet?
Oh, hell yeah. Trust. I've been in rehab before, bro. That shit, I wanted to die. I wanted to jump out of my skin.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had like a sober stretch? How long you been on this run?
It's been quite a while, you guys. It's been since last year. Around this time is when I got out of my last rehab.
That 30 or 90 day?
I was in there for 30 days and then I was clean for like a month after.
Okay.
So I went
through
months.
That's a solid first step. And this is something else a lot of people don't realize. Had I gone to rehab a bunch in my early 20s, it would not have stuck. Would not have worked. I can't even tell you how many times I quit drinking or doing drugs before. I probably quit drinking 100 times.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The benzos were a bit different because every time I tried to stop, I would start fucking.
You think you've been in rehab more than a handful of times?
I've only been once. I went to rehab once.
Oh, so you did it once.
Did my 90 days, and I've been sober since then.
Damn, I wish I was like you.
Well,
you'll get there.
Here's the thing, man. I know it's like cliche, but they do say relapse is like part of recovery. And that's kind of what it ended up being for me, is I kept like progressively, I would string together just a bit more time. So maybe the first time I did, I was sober for like 3 days and I'd fuck up, and then I'd be sober for a week and then I'd fuck up. And eventually I'd get to the point where I could keep it together for like 4 months and then I'd fuck up. But then this last time, for whatever reason, it stuck.
They also say once you become an addict and you get clean, you're still an addict after that, which I don't agree in.
No, I don't agree. So
yeah, eventually you fuck your life up enough to be like, eh, I think I'm good.
Well, I don't do AA or NA or any of that. I had to do it when I was in rehab, but since I got out,
yeah, I don't like going NA or AA. Yeah, they're weird to me, bro. They talk about off topic shit that's not gonna help you get clean. I hate going to AA and NA.
Yeah, it's I kind of agree with you on the topic of like the fact that every day they expected me to say like I'm Perry and I'm an alcoholic or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about shit I'm not doing. Like, yeah, well, because I can't imagine a case like if I broke my ankle 4 years ago and I got it fixed, like I wouldn't wake up every day and be like, I'm Perry, I have a broken ankle. I dealt with it and I moved on. That's how I feel about this shit.
Yeah. Let's talk about something fun. Now, how did you first decide to record yourself smoking fentanyl?
So randomly one night, this was a couple of days after I had a relapse this was like around 2022, around September, and I was just scrolling on Twitter and I seen Perk 30 Shorty. And I was just scrolling through her page and I was like, wait, what the fuck? There's a drug Twitter? Like, I didn't know about this. So, I mean, I just gradually went from posting one picture without my face in it to posting that Taylor Swift video. And it just went from there. But 30 Shorty,
what was
the first person who inspired me to do it?
Yeah, I follow her too. I kind of, you know, I kind of check in on drug Twitter just to see what drugs are up to these days. I keep a watchful eye over the youth. But what was the first video that like really popped off for you?
So it was the video with me and my homegirl. That was the first video that got me on WorldStar, where we were just sitting down smoking in the living room. And that was the video that was my... Well, the Taylor Swift video was really viral. It was really viral. If I didn't delete it, it would have went more viral. But I deleted it. I got scared because it was my first time doing it. But the video with me and my homegirl, where we were sitting on the couch smoking, that was the one that went. That had really got me like set in stone. Like,
I right.
didn't do it in the views. Yeah.
So that first time it goes viral, I know you said you got scared, because that's my thought process would. Me, I would have fucking panicked worrying about, you know, my friends and family seeing it.
Well, yeah, that's why I got scared, because they ended up seeing it. They did. And even people around my town where I live at now even know me from that.
Oh, fuck. That, God, dude, that must have been a terrible feeling to see yourself doing dope on WorldStar.
I mean, I wasn't feeling terrible. I was just more kind of shocked because I didn't know that they were going to do that. But yeah, I wasn't expecting it to blow up, and it did. And even the videos don't expect to blow up, but they do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where to go with this.
Now, how do you smoke fentanyl while driving? That's just impressive, if I'm being honest with you.
Dude, it's easy, bro. All you have to do is just sit the phone. Just sit the phone on the dash thing. You can either drive with your knees. That's how I did it in the video. I said I put on autopilot, but there really wasn't no autopilot. And then I put the phone out of the way to where you could.
You don't have a fucking Tesla, do you?
Nah. But
okay.
I put the phone out of the way where you couldn't see the steering wheel, and I was like, oh, it's on autopilot. But the whole time I was just driving with my knees.
You've never gotten a DUI doing this?
No, I've never been pulled pulled over for it either.
Wow, that's amazing.
But I probably shouldn't say this on camera because I could get in trouble.
I'll edit that out, sure.
We'll fix that in post. But look, people can criticize. I want to say that's, you know, immense talent to be able to hit the foil and drive.
I mean, look, if I asked a normal person to do that, they crash their car 10 out of 10 times.
That's like juggling chainsaws on a unicycle.
Yeah, it's very impressive. The only thing I could think of more impressive is you could shoot up while doing it. Yeah. But I don't recommend needles. Needles end poorly.
Well, I guess that's another question. You've only stuck to smoking, right?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec, Javi. We're you're freezing out on us. Let's see if we can hope our
Javi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go again. You froze up on us.
I said I've never stuck a needle in my arm. I've only smoked and snorted.
Let's keep it that way. So definitely. How many pills a day are you doing at this point?
Oh, I can tell you right off, 20. Whew. That's not even a lot. What do you mean? Whoa. That's a little bit.
I never did like opiates, so that sounds like a big number to me. Opiates were never really
good. There's some people who do 100 a day and they stick like 4 or 5 pills on one piece of
oil. Christ.
I only do, trust me, you see what I do, bro, compared to what other people do, I'm nothing.
So, are you basically, you're smoking a pill basically every single hour then?
Yeah, until I run out, and then I go to my plug the next day, and then I run out and then go the next day, but bro, I'm honestly getting tired of this cycle. I am. I've been doing it for a while, and I'm getting tired of it.
That's the thing. Part of the reason I wanted to speak with you is I recognize kind of where you're at with it, because this is the portion where this is kind of the part in the story everyone ends up at, where they eventually, if they're going to turn it around, this is the place you want to be mentally before you do it, because it doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot positively for you, despite you going viral. That's not really a viral future.
And just making money here and there from people pay me to do promos or just to talk to them on the phone type shit or that's pretty much it.
Well, here's the thing though. Going viral is a like marketable skill. We live in an attention based economy, and one of the most valuable skills you can have is getting people to fucking look at you. So if you can parlay that skill, you have a resume. Unfortunately, it's you doing fentanyl.
Yeah,
which is bad.
Got a ton of views.
Are you monetized on Twitter yet?
Yeah, I am. I've been monetized since.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, of course. You think I'm doing this for no reason? The highest check I've gotten from Twitter. So when I got fired and that video reached 6 million views, that check came out to $150. And I know the check that's gonna come from when I did this video is gonna be way higher.
I hope so. I hope for your sake. Now, I got to ask, one of the things you commented on the video where we talked about you is that you didn't get fired from Burger King.
No, I wasn't working at Burger King. You guys, I worked at a car wash.
Okay, my apologies. Oh. I was...
Forgive us.
Now, everybody thinks it's Burger King. I just so happy. I recorded a video in... Bro, what WorldStar did was they twisted the video. I had recorded a video in Burger King some days before. Okay, and I left that up, but that's not why I got fired. I got fired because I posted a picture in my job store with pills in my hand, basically saying that a fan brought it to me. That's why I got fired.
I remember that post. That's damn cleaning cars while fucked up does not sound fun.
Yeah,
well, I don't clean the cars, the machine does it. All I have to do is just stand in a place where I press the button, and that's it. All I did was stand around and press a button, guys. That's it. For $17 an hour, that's it.
You know what? That's not a bad payday. Hey,
there's worse jobs, I suppose.
That's 17 pills an hour.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. One of the easiest jobs I've ever had.
So what are you back working or are you full time?
I'm just chilling right now. So basically full-time bumming.
Hell yeah.
All right. Cool.
I don't think a job's gonna hire me knowing what I do right now. Still doing drugs. I don't think a job's gonna hire me until after I get clean. It depends on if they've seen my page or not. So
yeah.
I mean, this is the problem with going viral. It's gonna be hard to hide.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest.
You think so, bro? Do you really think so? I mean, we live in a big world. Like, we really do. So I don't think if I go for like a job interview, they'll notice. I think it depends on the job.
Yeah, if you're going to go work construction, that's probably a plus.
Yeah.
To have videos of you doing fentanyl for construction workers. Yeah. I say that my father was a construction worker. It's the mentality they have.
Yeah.
They love their drugs. But, you know, I don't think you're going to get a job as an accountant if they're going to do any background checks.
Well, dude, I'm not really worried about shit like that, you guys, because I don't want to be a regular person working a regular job for the rest of my life. Like, that's not the person that I want to be. I've always been like this since a kid. Like, I've never wanted to be a regular person working a regular job, whether it's at a restaurant, in a fucking cubicle somewhere, you know. I just want to not be regular. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I fucking hated working like normal jobs. I was kind of looked for more chaotic jobs.
I just hate being in a routine.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm starting to get tired of just going to this whole smoking every day, then going to pick up. I'm tired of tasting the same taste. You know, like it just gets tired.
Well, I mean, I told you before, like, that's, I'm sorry, I forgot where I was just about to go with it. You're talking about doing the same shit. Oh, redemption. You know, as much, I've seen you get some real fucked up comments online, all kinds of dickheads saying awful things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But those people may be preying on your downfall, but I guarantee if you flip this around, the amount of attention you would get off of getting sober, you could be like the sober fentanyl guy.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot. For real, for real.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think about it? Like,
are you
interested in trying to get sober? Or?
Of course, I'm interested. I'm very much interested. It's just me, you guys. Like, it's just me putting in the effort, you know. It's just it's just confusing. Like, I just confuse myself. Like, sometimes I think about who am I doing this for, but I'm doing it for myself. But then I think to myself, is it really that serious when I still get what I want and all of that type shit? You know, like, I don't know, but I definitely do want to get clean. Like, I am tired of going through the whole circle.
Well, I remember what I was going to say to you is I told you this in DMs, but the amount of work you have to do to continuously get these pills and say stay fucking high, if you put anywhere close to a fraction of that effort towards getting sober, you'll be successful.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I figured I can really do anything I put my mind to. Like, bro, people tell me, oh, you haven't hit your rock bottom yet, which I've been hitting my rock bottom. I've hit my rock bottom a while before where I had my first place and I got homeless and then I got myself back together type shit. So anything I put my mind to, I can definitely do it. Even going to rehab like I've done before, I can definitely do it again. It's just the fact that I'm lazy and I don't feel like going through the process of setting it up. Then once I'm already there, I'm there. I'm not going to leave or anything, but I just keep stalling myself from going.
Right. Well, have you ever heard the term default mode network in relation to biology?
No.
Okay, so default mode network, there's, you know, it's composed of different portions of your brain, temporal lobe, parietal lobe, hippocampus and shit, but that connection of the brain, it allows us to have self-referential thought. And did he disappear?
I think he's still there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. But so self-referential thought, for example, if you had a dog and you show the dog the mirror, it'll start barking at it because like it has no ability to comprehend. It's looking at itself.
Right.
This self-referential thought that we can have. One of the issues with drug addicts and people suffering from like severe depression is the default mode network gets fucking lit up. And part of what that does is you start misinterpreting reality. Like, you don't know you're misinterpreting it, but you literally cannot help it because of the way your brain's functioning. And it makes you start to see aspects of life. Like, if I bumped into someone at the store and that person was fucking furious, I may think they're mad because of something I did instead of me being mad or them being mad for some other reason. And basically, it forces you to start seeing life through, like, this kind of extremely self-referential lens. So I think some of this sort of depressive thinking you're describing is purely a result of what's going on in your brain. And were you to get sober?
I'm not trying to say, like, like, I'm super rich and I'm living, like I'm living better than everyone else. But I think I live a pretty good, decent life, you know? So I'm not like regular other people, you know? Like, I'm like a regular other junkie that people see on the streets, you know, begging for money, who does fentanyl. Like, I pretty much get everything I want. I pretty much get everything I ask for. You know, I really do have a good life. I can go anywhere I want. And I just think about that and I think, okay, then there's no reason for me to get clean.
Well, I mean, that is the ultimate thing. Like,
I get that.
Yeah, if you want to get clean, I think all those things will be even better if you get clean.
Yeah, you don't have to wait till it's completely ruined.
In fact, it's better if you don't.
You can get there when it's, like, mostly ruined. That's a pretty good place to start. Yeah, I also never made a ton of money doing drugs.
No, me neither.
So that's where I understand his predicament a little bit. Because if I was going viral for eating pills, I probably would have been eating pills on the internet for quite a while.
Well, and that plays right into that default mode network thing I'm talking about. Is you have self-referential thinking, and now 24 million people are watching you do it. And it's just like reality ceases to be interpreted properly. Like, you physically cannot see reality properly.
Wasn't there mention of him doing a reality show?
Oh, yes. You tweeted about Twitter show. What's the deal?
We love
with that?
Intervention. So any drug TV we're on board with.
I mean, it's not necessarily intervention, but it's basically where a bunch of people who are on drugs, that's on Twitter, is looking out and they're just particular type shit. Boys and girls. And it goes from there, you know? And I was talking to some people who are in a production company, and they were talking about wanting to pitch that to the network that they work with and going from there.
Well, I mean, it would be interesting, but do you think you could keep up like a production schedule doing what you're doing currently? Like, if you had to fly somewhere for a few days, would you be able to do that?
I mean, hell yeah. If I can give myself... If I can have pills or find some pills, yeah, I could definitely do it.
Well, you see what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to lie. If I don't smoke, I don't move. So,
right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Is you have all these opportunities, but eventually what you're doing is going to limit your ability to follow through on these. And I just don't want to see you fuck up this chance where you have all these eyes on you. I don't want you looking back at this in 5 years and going, I wish I would have listened to that dumb Jew on that live stream instead of doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I'm done proselytizing. I don't mean to harsh your mouth.
Cool. No, you know what, man? I think what you're doing is pretty fucking sick, you know? I'm gonna be honest. I love it. It makes me smile every time I see you doing it on the timeline.
Big fam.
It cracks me up every time. I've never not enjoyed it. What's the best way to pick foil to smoke off of?
Excellent question.
Wait, what do you mean? Say that one more time.
Like, which foil, like, do you like the nice non-stick foil to
what
smoke fill?
I just use
a foil sponsorship.
I just use Reynolds Wrap.
Have you reached out to them?
No.
I'd be DMing them on Twitter right now talking about sponsorship opportunities.
Little hit that non-stick
foil. I spoke with.
Well, see, there you go. You should cut an ad, tag them in it, and let's get this, you know, let's get viral, right?
Yeah, someone clip that and fucking tag them. Yeah. Let's get hobby paid.
Look, until we decide, you know, this run is over, we might as well get the most out of it, right? That's the way I looked at it, you know.
Right.
Burn out, great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time, right?
Yeah. Now, yeah, speaking of foil, you know?
Have you reached out to any rappers? I expect to be hearing your name dropped in rap songs soon enough.
No, but Chris Dingler put me in his rap song. I don't know if he, or his name is Christ Dingler. I don't know if you guys know who that is. Lucky, we messaged a couple of times, but I don't think he's going to put me in a song. He just messaged me to say that he would be down to help me get clean and shit. But when it comes to, I haven't really talked to no rappers type shit.
You, as long as we have you here, you are doing promo, though. If anyone's, you know, a SoundCloud rapper,
yeah,
hit up our boy Javi.
Yeah.
That video got like 300K views.
It just happened. Yeah, it just happened, bro. I wasn't really thinking about doing promo for anyone until somebody brought the idea to me.
Well, there you go. Look, everyone's making money, okay? I like that.
Yeah, you might as well profit off of this. I feel, should we, is anyone in the chat got questions? I feel like we're...
I don't know. Some, they kind of, it's hard for me to tell, you know?
Yeah.
It's a split between you're a junkie and please go to rehab, pretty much.
I'm on the
Yeah.
Bro, you guys know what I hate so bad? You guys know what I hate so bad is how there's people on the internet and they'll be like, oh, we want to help. Let me help you, or we want to help you, or this and that. How the fuck can they help me if they're not even in my vicinity? Like, how? I just don't understand that. Help.
Yeah, did they invite you on a live stream?
No, none of that. They did. These fuckers.
See?
I think they just saying that shit just to make themselves look good.
That is exactly what they're doing.
That's why that, I don't know if you guys know who I got into a fight with. That's what that guy Slight. He basically just did that. He just wanted people to make sure he looked good. He didn't give a fuck.
Let me give the backstory for those who don't know. This was the guy. He had messaged you and said he would set you up with like a rehab facility, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a falling out from that. Now, we should probably talk about that incident. What is it that caused you to tell everyone you'd be going to rehab?
Bro, what caused me to do that was because everybody was on my ass basically telling me to go, 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 go. Like, that's basically why. And the whole thing was fake, bro. The whole thing was a stunt.
I know. I
could tell.
If you watched that episode, I said it.
We could tell, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, like, again, I went up to my homie works at the rehab that I went over there to, and I was like, yo, bro, could I take a picture and a video real quick? He's like, oh, what is it for, your Twitter? I was like, yeah, you know. And he let me do it, so.
That's responsible of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I just need to get a picture real quick.
She works at front desk, so it was easy. It was easy.
Go get a fit pic at the rehab.
Well, you know, look, sometimes you just got to go in and fake going to rehab.
It made for great content on Twitter.
Yeah, I just did it, bro, because people would just not get off my ass about it. That's it.
I get it. Yeah, that's kind of what I assumed. You would.
I just wanted to satisfy.
Yeah, you. Anyone who clicks through any of your tweets will see a bunch of people pretty much doing what people in the live stream are doing right now, which is either get sober or saying awful shit like go OD.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, most haters are fags, so.
That's true.
Yeah, is what it is. All right.
Now, publicity is good publicity to me.
I like that line of thinking. You should keep doing that, actually.
Yeah. I think, do you have anything you'd like to promote as we kind of bring this interview to a conclusion?
Do I have anything to promote? Oh, I know there's this brand that I'm working with. I'll post a link later, but it's this coffee brand, and they made me a code because they donate half their proceeds to addicts, to rehabs and shit. And they gave me a code to enter into their with my name. Basically, it's just my hobby, and you enter in the code, and those proceeds go to rehab. So I'm gonna post that on my Twitter later on. But other than that, that's about it.
Is there a tagline like the coffee will keep you from nodding off?
Yeah, kind of some shit like that.
I mean, that coffee, that would work.
That's a strong endorsement.
It will keep you from nodding off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Narcan in it.
So Javi's Twitter ad is Javi off a 30. That's J-A-V-I off a 30. The numerals not spelled out.
Correct.
And we'll have that in our description at some point. Well, Javi, I appreciate you coming and talking to us. We don't really do interviews often, but
yeah, this was a rare occasion because we care.
Yeah, we made an exception, wanted to talk with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to find your YouTube. I really wasn't. I just searched my name into the YouTube bar and seen what just to see what would come up. And I just so happened to find your podcast and it just went from there. So
well, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, God's mysterious, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. You have a good one. Go
Thanks,
enjoy
brother.
Your fentanyl.
I'm definitely am. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, peace, man. Uh-oh, right, now we're trapped.
Well, that was fun. That was a blast.
I didn't expect the audio to come through the TV. That
I didn't either. That did throw me for a minute, you know.
Look, we're doing it's the this first time we've ever done it.
We're doing this on the fly, folks, okay?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't have the chat pulled up during any of that either.
Yeah, the setup's not ideal this round, but, no. You know, special occasion, as they say.
What
a fella, you know. As much as I pick on the other generation, they are fucked.
I told him in the DMs, one thing people always love is someone who's just doing 100% real shit. And there's nothing more real than just coming out and being like, I'm fucking addicted to fentanyl. Watch me do some fentanyl.
Watch me do fentanyl. You know, there's an authenticity to it that we've lost in this era.
It really is. Everybody's trying to be something they're not.
Yeah. So, you know, in that way, he really does have influencer potential. At least he's.
He does.
Yeah. Authentic and learning to shill products.
Now, I hope he does get sober. But,
well, I mean, look, you know, have a little fun.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, at the age of 25, I was not terribly interested in being sober either. In fact, I kind of told that to a lot of people at rehab. My roommate, towards the end, he was like 22. And I was like, I kind of get it, man. Like, yeah. I was nowhere near ready to stop everything by your age.
Yeah, the old guy in rehab. You're like the old dude in prison, just giving game to the youth.
I really was. Like, let me holler at you, young bull. Let me
talk to you about smoking this fentanyl real quick. Okay, brother, thing is, you're going to sell your ass at some point to get that pill.
Let me pull your coat.
How comfortable are you with anal sex, brother? Because it's about to get real in this bitch.
Yeah, I was, I think I was the second oldest person there, which I was only fucking 30 at the time. And that's also, you know, the other thing is once you turn the odometer over and you hit 30.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is he has the, you know, the outlook of youth, which is that I got plenty of time, you know, I'm not even old yet.
Yeah.
And then you're old.
Well, the way I always looked at it is doing like drinking a bunch. If you told someone like, yeah, I got fucking blackout drunk. They're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm in my 20s. That's expected of someone in their 20s.
Yeah.
Not so much as someone in the 30s. Now, the fentanyl thing is a little bit more dangerous because you're kind of playing Russian roulette a bit.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like, you know, look, you can do cocaine casually, recreationally.
Yeah.
There's certain ketamine you can do, you know, casually, recreationally. You can't really recreationally do hardcore opiates.
No, you have to have a tolerance to even be able to, like, get up to that level.
That's kind of an all-in type of thing,
yes,
you know?
It's an all-or-nothing proposition.
Yeah, and it just, unlike most other drugs, now, I guess to a certain extent, all drugs will end poorly if you do enough of them. But with fentanyl, it's kind of 100% guaranteed you're going to get a hot pill.
At a certain point, yes, the odds are not necessarily in your favor. Every day you do it successfully will eventually be one less day you will do it successfully. You either die or you get sober.
Now, it sounds like he's having a blast. I'm not going to lie. Smoking 20 pills a day? Holy fuck.
That was not what I took from what
God damn. Oh, I think he's slipping pretty good, you know?
Well, I did notice after he hit that first pill is when he started talking about wanting to quit. So I do think that's sort of in him.
Oh, there's definitely, I think he knows.
Yeah.
We all eventually get to that point where we're still in it, but we know, you know, like when I cleaned out my grandma's pill cabinet, I was like,
this is a low point.
I was like, this ends poorly, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I, that was kind of, you know, because one of the things I had to do in the morning is because obviously I slept. So that was the longest period I would go without benzos. So I had to have a real hefty go get them dose in the morning.
Yeah.
And usually after you drink like half an eyedropper of liquid benzodiazepines at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You get to thinking like, hey, this doesn't seem, this isn't what a normal guy would be doing. This is kind of addict behavior.
Yeah, this seems bad.
Well, what do we want to do?
Let's go through some of our links. Let's have some fun.
That's what I'm thinking. I kind of wish there was an option for us to take like a 5-minute breather just to reset the vibe.
Let's talk about monkeys taking over Thailand.
Okay, we have multiple monkey links because I saw it. There was a...
I'm never going to miss an opportunity to talk about the monkeys terrorizing.
Do you remember which link it was?
The New York Post. I think it's the bottom one, maybe.
Okay. Because I also had one about some guy who was running like a monkey torture den.
Well, the moral of the story is we need him to go uber mega viral a couple more times and come back on.
Yeah. So we can really get rich.
Yeah. And then maybe like one more time after that. So like maybe by Christmas we get him sober.
Let's just promise him things we can't deliver. You'll be on Glenn Beck's show as you come back. I'm Glenn Beck. It's 7:15 a.m. We have a kid who smokes Percocet.
I got. But if you get clean, you're a heroic story.
Yeah.
You become the face of saving a generation addicted to fentanyl.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. He's, to me, maybe I'm not in the loop, but to me, he's the most well-known fentanyl addict, right?
Look, you'd still have to deal with living sober. That's never going to be terribly fun.
So think about someone like, Steve-O got sober, and he's been living off of being sober for 15 years because he was so extremely into drugs.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like the detransitioners where it's like, hey, if you become a famous one,
you can get paid for that.
Write a book about smoking fentanyl in your car and going viral. You know,
we'll get. I love this headline: ringleader of global monkey torture network.
Hell yeah, dude.
We'll get to that though. I want to read the more upbeat fucking monkey article first. Where? Oh, that was the wrong New York Post. Fucking damn, I suck. I'm all thrown off. I'm all discombobulated.
Oh, I finally figured out how to make it full screen.
Oh, that's way better to see.
I was too paranoid to touch it during it.
No, I don't.
I can fucking see him.
What? Thai city wants to send 2,500 monkeys to jail.
Yeah.
This is
the funny part about this story is how long it has been going on. This story has been going on as long as we've been doing this show.
Wait. And it's always these stories where I read the headline and I just think the New York Post could be entirely fabricating this and I would have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to go to Thailand to find out for myself, which, to be honest, I got to talk to Alex about this. Maybe we got to go to Thailand.
You can stop the sex tourism.
I'm going to go save the monkeys.
I didn't finish the headline. 2,500 monkeys to jail after years of primates terrorizing residents.
It's so funny that they have to put jail in quotes.
That lady is not pleased with what the monkey's doing to her.
Oh, no. There's so many. The pictures are the funniest part because they say terrorizing. And you're like, well, that seems like an exaggeration.
Yeah.
And then you see the pictures of the monkeys and they're actually just literally terrorizing. They're running rampant.
What? You got to remember, monkeys are just us with no impulse control. If every human was running around like doing
they're like a certain group of us.
Like whatever came to their mind. Think of the chaos that would be visited upon Earth.
It'd be Chicago.
Protect us with satire. Authorities in Thailand aren't monkeying around.
God, they nailed
it. Hit it again. The New York Post. Always crushes.
I have a sneaking suspicion they've used that opening line in every single one of these articles.
It's so good, I don't mind. Wildlife officials have planned to deal with the thousands of macaque monkeys that terrorize Lop Buri residents and tourists, snatching food and even injuring people in their overzealous pursuit of a free meal.
Ah, hell yeah.
They're planning to round up 2,500 of the nuisance monkeys and put them in large enclosures outside the city that the animals can't escape. Wow, it really is monkey prison.
They're making monkey Guantanamo.
Athapol, I'm not even going to try that last name, the Director General of the Department of National Parks, Wildlife, Plant Conservation. I don't want humans to have to hurt monkeys, and I don't want monkeys to have to hurt humans.
This has to be a real test of their faith, dude. Go ahead. Finish it. Well, because the monkeys are like sacred to them.
Yeah.
But to have them ruining your everyday life and to be like, God damn it, I need to fuck these monkeys up, but I can't hurt them.
But I can't and then cause you get offense to the Lord.
Yeah, you get to the point where, like, God, you're going to have to forgive me. These monkeys have to die.
So he said that. He told a news conference in Bangkok. A monkey nips at a woman's hair. She's so displeased.
What's the name of the festival?
The
Monkey Buffet Festival.
Wait, are they fucking eating these things?
I hope so. That, or do they feed them?
Or is this the Thailand version of Hometown Buffet? Is Monkey Buffet?
I wonder if it's a buffet for the monkeys.
The move comes as Lopbury businesses are shuttering and investors are refusing. This, what was the city? Was it India where we read about it, where the economy got ruined because they couldn't stop shitting in the streets?
Yes.
And this is as ridiculous that their downtown area is fucked because of wild monkeys.
Well, and these are like major tourist destinations.
Investors are refusing to sink any more money into the monkey-ridden city until the problem is dealt with, the South China Post reported in February. A series of troubling incidents has had locals worried. Just last month, a woman dislocated her knee. Holy shit. After a monkey pulled her off her feet in an effort to grab food.
Damn.
Another man was knocked off a motorcycle by a hungry monkey. They've gone mad.
They fucking lost
it. Them. There's the criminal.
Yeah. Look.
The ne'er-do-well.
Look at their, they call them apex predators for a reason.
The macaque monkeys remain a symbol of local culture and a major tourist draw despite their clashes with humans in the central Thai city, which celebrates a monkey buffet festival each year. But the massive numbers have created chaos, spurred in part by wildlife officials' failed attempts to control the population, some residents said. Oh, God, I'm dying. Local officials tried to create designated monkey feeding areas near tourist destinations and threatened fines for those caught feeding the monkeys outside of those areas.
Wow.
But a few troops of highly territorial monkeys dominated the desert. Dang, they got turf.
Dude, they've developed gangs. They've evolved to gang warfare.
Yeah, this is like MS-13 versus the Crips, except for fucking... macaques.
This is literally like, what if Planet of the Apes, they just started the Bloods and Crips and started raiding Taiwan, like Thailand restaurants?
So these few groups dominate the designated feeding areas, causing rival monkey groups to go bananas. Hell yeah.
There we go.
Harassing humans in other areas for food even more. Officials also tried to curb breeding by neutering 2,600 males from 2014 to 2023. Can you imagine having the monkey dick snipping job?
Just
every day you go to work? Because 2,600, you know, that's multiple a day.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look, if you work every day, that's still fucking, that's like 30 a day.
That's a lot of monkey penis. Small primates were even caught on video in Koh Phi Phi Island last September stealing bananas from 7-Eleven. Let's go to that footage.
Oh, God, the racist jokes write themselves.
Fuck, I can't. The New York Post has a terrible video player.
Yeah, it does.
It very rarely works when I want it to work. But I so desperately want to see monkey gangs robbing 7-Eleven.
Yeah, don't hold out on us, you fucking cunts.
All right, let's switch this up. I'm going to go to YouTube and see if we can find, monkey stealing.
They should do a monkey fight club.
That, The Simpsons had monkey knife fighting.
That'd be so sick. I'd gamble on that. Dude, fuck giving chickens blades. Give monkeys little swords.
Monkey knife fighting. I don't see any stores here. These are all, holy shit. Let's look at monkey gangs.
God, look how long this has been going on. This is from six years ago.
You want to give me a drink? Hey, did he steal your drink?
Hey. I bet he's got priors.
He's got murder in his eyes.
Yeah, look at him.
Drink, man.
A fierce stick.
All right, well, it's not as funny when you're giggling at it.
Yeah. I want to see a monkey fuck someone up.
Funny monkeys stealing things.
I don't want funny monkeys.
Yeah, I want angry monkeys. No, they have to be from Thailand.
Yeah, there needs to be an angrier monkey gang. Stealing phones? Wait, stealing phones?
They steal everything.
This video is absolutely precious. Zach, of a monkey from Bali.
We don't need your commentary. We
look
need
at this
art.
Monkey trying to take this phone from this woman.
No one has good monkey stealing videos. What the fuck's happened?
They're trying to hide it.
They are. They're suppressing this knowledge.
It's gonna perpetuate racist stereotypes.
They don't want us to see the FBI statistics on these.
I feel like this does give some credence to evolution.
Damn, it's so cute. Look at it. It's an adorable monkey.
Future criminal. That's all I see. You show me a baby monkey. That's a future criminal.
Well, they're criminal gangs.
When does his rap album drop?
The enclosures are not finished, but wildlife officials already launched an official monkey catching campaign last week, prioritizing more aggressive alpha males. It has reportedly caught 37 monkeys. So they're taking the gang leaders to prison.
They really are. They're going straight for the heads of the family.
It's caught 37 monkeys so far, most of which have been put under the care of wildlife authorities in the neighboring provinces of Saribori.
Look at them.
I have no idea how to pronounce any of these names, and I hope I'm not even close.
I'm sure you're not. Their fucking language is gobbledygook.
Once the enclosures are finished, officials will prioritize removing monkeys from residential areas. They will be transported in cages only with members of their own troop to prevent fighting. They're going to put them in this. They're describing this literally like a gang bust, like what they did in where was the place where they arrested all the MS-13 Venezuela.
Venezuela. That's what they got to do to clean up their streets.
Yeah, get rid of monkeys.
There's
gangs.
A politician running on an anti-monkey policy.
The monkeys are turning to humans for food because of lack of natural food sources. Humans also need to adapt to the city monkeys.
All right, hold on. That's the problem right here. Is this whole time this has been going on, every single one of these articles ends with whoever the fuck is in charge being like, well, we just have to learn to live with the monkeys. And it's like, okay,
no, you don't.
Well, it's like, well, you've been saying that for 6 years, and now they're ruining your everyday life. So I think you kind of got to kill the monkeys, you know?
Speaking of kill the monkeys, let's get into the Torture King.
Nice.
I haven't read this, but I mean, I guess we'll find out. The man was torturing those
monkeys.
That's
the look.
Yeah, it sure is. Look at him.
You know, I just like torturing monkeys on kick.
I like to watch them die.
Hey, I like the way they scream.
A ringleader in a global monkey torture network exposed by the BBC has been charged by U.S. federal prosecutors. Michael McCartney, 50, who went by the alias Torture King, was charged in Virginia with conspiracy to create and distribute, animal crushing videos.
All right. Well, that's a bit much.
Do you think he used like the hydraulic press?
He was doing hydraulic press videos.
How many monkeys can I squish?
Is a redneck thing, dude.
Yeah.
I got this fancy new hydraulic press. I can crush 4 monkeys at a time.
Where is this guy getting monkeys in the United States, though?
Yeah, how is he getting them in such good supply, too? Was he breeding them?
Mr. McCartney. Oh, yeah, that's probably the case. Mr. McCartney was one of 3 key distributors identified by the BBC I team during a year-long investigation into sadistic monkey torture groups. 2 women have also been charged in the UK following an investigation.
They helped traffic the monkeys.
Mr. McCartney, yeah, and their pussies. They put an entire monkey in their pussy. Mr. McCartney, a former motorcycle gang member, shocking, who previously spent time in prison, shocking, ran several chat groups for monkey torture enthusiasts from around the world on the encrypted messaging app Telegram.
Wow.
That is a lot to take in that sentence.
Yeah, Telegram really is where you go to do terrible things now.
Telegram has monkey torture enthusiast groups.
Well, you know, look, this is where I say the real problem with the internet is most of these people would, you know, normally be secluded by themselves for their whole life. Now they have a way to find each other.
They can group up.
Yeah, it's the beauty of it and also the danger of it.
We saw it in that zoophilia documentary we watched many moons ago, because that was in like the early 2000s, and all those animal fuckers met each other in AOL chat rooms.
Boy, did they.
You're right. There's only one per town of a guy who wants to fuck a horse, but when you get the internet, all those people, those people can form their own digital town
it's
online.
It's truly amazing, really.
Now, let's get into the
torture. I could go over some, you know, monkey torture makes me hungry for pot pies.
Ooh, yes. Amazon Fresh, cozy comfort. The groups were used to share ideas for custom-made torture videos, such as setting live monkeys on fire, injuring them with tools, and even putting one in a blender.
Don't love that.
Solid advertisement for the blender, though. If you can blend a fucking monkey, you can blend a banana.
They've got one of those creamy blenders I keep hearing about.
The ideas were then sent. Oh, so the ice cream ones?
Yeah.
The ideas were then sent along with payments to video makers in Indonesia. Oh, okay. Who carried them out? Sometimes killing the baby long-tailed macaque monkeys in the process.
All right. Well, if you got to get look, someone should have told these people about Thailand.
We got supply and demand right here.
Yeah, we could have solved a lot of send over a Torture King and he'll have that monkey problem taken care of. Just torturing one of the monkeys out in the open so the others see.
So it seems like this guy was just the idea guy, which is a crazy position to have, where you're just smoking weed in your house and be like, put it in a blender.
He's just the executive producer, like
electrocuted snipples.
What if we hooked it up to his nuts?
And And then someone in Indonesia has to be the one to do the torture.
Tell Dinesh to do it.
According to charging documents, Mr. McCartney, who lives in the U.S. state of Virginia, is accused by prosecutors of collecting funds from his chat groups and distributing video depicting the torture, murder, and sexually sadistic mutilation of animals, specifically juvenile and adult monkeys.
See, that's where I draw the line.
Well, wait, isn't that all of them juvenile and adult? Isn't that the only two groups?
Yes, it is. Who in Indonesia is fucking the monkeys? I get getting paid to, you know, torture them, I guess, but
I would rather torture a monkey than fuck a monkey.
I doubt I'm getting paid enough to have sex with a monkey.
Mr. McCartney has cooperated with investigators from the Department of Homeland Security and agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges. He will formally make a plea later this month and is facing up to 5 years in prison.
That's it?
Really low.
Damn, they made fucking Mike Vick do 2 years.
Speaking to the BBC iInvestigations team last year, Mr. McCartney confessed to his role in the torture network, describing himself as the king of this demented world. I was the man, he said.
I'm the king of the monkey killers.
You want to see monkeys get messed up? I could bring it to you.
I was the man. You want to see monkeys get messed up? I could bring it to you, fella. I got a fellow over in Indonesia. He'll do anything to those monkeys.
Getting an ego about your ability to provide videos of monkeys getting fucked and tortured.
No one makes monkey videos like I'm the best producer of monkey videos on the internet right now.
I was a contender. I could have been the champ.
They tried to shut me down because I was doing too good.
Mr. McCartney also described the moment he joined his first Telegram monkey
group. Oh, that's so funny to do a poll.
They had a poll set up. He said, do you want a hammer involved? Do you want pliers involved? Do you want a screwdriver?
Well, I can safely say everyone in this Telegram should be put on a list.
Absolutely. The resulting videos were the most grotesque thing I had ever seen, said Mr. McCartney. He definitely beat off to this.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And yet he went on to become a key player in the monkey torture groups. I feel like you don't stumble across the monkey torture group unless you want to see monkeys get tortured.
Yeah, that's not something I would just stumble upon and be like, well, this looks fun.
I mean, I literally didn't know this was a thing until 3 minutes ago when we started reading this.
I feel like at some point you got to Google that.
BBC understands that more charges are expected to follow soon for other key players in the monkey torture network. At least 20 people were placed under investigation last year globally following the BBC's investigation. Wow. 3 participants have already been charged. In the U.S., including Mr. McCartney, 2 torturers were arrested and jailed in Indonesia, and 3 women have been arrested in the U.K., 2 of whom have been charged. Holly Legressley, 37, of Kidderminster.
Kidderminster? Okay. All right, fucking
knock
UK.
It off, you fucking British people.
Kitty Diddlerminster? All right.
And Adriana Orme, 55, of Upton-upon-Severn, were charged last month with publishing an obscene article and causing unnecessary suffering to protect an animal. Weird for women to be involved. I wouldn't have predicted that.
Yeah.
Miss Legressley and Miss Orne were high profile members of the online torture groups. Miss Legressley went by the screen name The Immolator. She was a moderator in a group run by Mr. McCartney and was involved in commissioning some of the most extreme video.
I'm a mod in an obscure Telegram group.
Everyone's just facing 5 years in prison. That is,
that does not seem like enough.
No, it really, you know what? Fuck. Speaking of prison, I do have this. I don't know if we should save it, though. I was, you know, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. lady she got her boyfriend with. She was a teenager to kill her mother.
Right.
She's out now, but she got married when she was in prison. She's getting a divorce now.
That's too
but
bad.
That made me think, how are these people meeting spouses? Which led me to Google, which led me to meetaninmate.com.
Well, there's a way for everything these days.
You want to get a girlfriend? Let's get girlfriends.
I bet you there's some hot babes in prison.
Of course there are. They're fucking.
I'm going to have to overlook some things, but God, fuck, this is better than Tinder.
Ages 18 to 23.
This really feels like it shouldn't be
legal.
Well, it shouldn't. It just shouldn't exist, I don't think.
Let's look. She's attractive.
How long is she in the clink?
Let's see. Ariana Ramirez. Ooh, Perryville. It's
there
meant
you.
To be.
There you go.
It's a synchronicity. Hey, my name is Ariana. I am 19 years old. I'm hoping to develop friendships. Maybe more. I enjoy good conversation. No one ever says the opposite, though. No one's like, I enjoy talking to fucking retards. I enjoy good conversation, listening to music, sports, and working out. Can't wait to hear. Now.
When's the release date? Scroll down.
Oh, maximum release date.
All right. A few years.
May 4th, 2026.
All right.
You think we could find what crime she committed?
It should be public record, yeah.
Let's see. Ariana Ramirez in Arizona.
Seems like she's only, gotten a few years.
Arrest Arizona.
Can't be that bad, can it?
faces murdered.
Well, okay. I mean, but she's getting out.
Look at the author's name, though. It's...
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Damn. It's all there.
Oh, no. I'm dead. None of this is real. This can't be real. Wait, what just happened?
You got to go back. You exited out of the article.
I got to read about my dream girl. She's... Yeah, that's her.
Hell yeah.
Ariana Ramirez was sitting in the back of a black Mitsubishi Eclipse at an Avondale parking lot on July 6, 2018, when her boyfriend, Jesus Carbajal, and his friend Felix Rio shot and killed a 17-year-old boy.
Wow.
After attempting to rob him.
Well, okay, she didn't do it.
Yeah, she didn't pull the trigger. They were meeting another group consisting of a 17-year-old boy, his 17-year-old girlfriend, and a 15-year-old boy to trade firearm accessories for marijuana.
That seems like a bad trade.
Selling guns at 17.
That's pretty crazy.
That's the advanced degeneracy.
Yeah.
But Ramirez, Carbajal, and Rios plan to rob them instead. Well, they do have the guns, right? That's what you do. If you're the one showing up to the meeting with the guns and they're bringing money and drugs, why would you not?
It's what I would do.
Assuming you know, honor among thieves and all that. I want to go back to browse. Kill him instead, Ramirez replied. Ah, gee, she was 14 at the time.
Okay, I think she's basically innocent.
Look, what is that? That's eighth grade.
Yeah.
All right, so far...
One for one.
We got a murder. Should we... Oh, hey, Texas. Let's see what...
Let's see what Gabriella did.
Gabriella,
she looks like she doesn't commit terrible crimes.
No, I like how they, even in prison, they're using a ton of Facetune for the pictures they post.
I'm gonna go with
prostitution
and drug possession.
This is a good game. All right, let me see. I gotta. Part of me wants to say, like cocaine or meth, but she doesn't quite have the look, so I'm gonna say. Some sort of like domestic violence type thing.
All right, she beat her boyfriend.
Yeah. Hey, love. My name is Gabriella, but I go by Batty Gabby. I'm tatted, smooth up, cute, slim, and petite. I'm very outgoing and I'm a positive person, HIV positive, I presume. I love getting to know other people. I speak English and Spanish. And talking to me, I promise to be worth your time. I'm 23 years old, 5'5". I weigh about 139. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Wow. I'm looking for someone I can talk to and express my feelings of rage with long or short term. Yeah. I don't discriminate or judge. So okay. Hit me up. I'm always. Yeah. The last thing I want is a judgy inmate.
Yeah. That's the last thing I want in a woman.
I'm always free to talk or text.
Securus.
Or set your phone up for me. I'm assuming most of these women are just trying to get like this is prison only fans, basically.
I assume they're just trying to get, money for commissary.
All right, what's she in there for? I guess I have to Google it, don't...
I don't know, I mean, like, the serial killers find love.
Look, she's going to school for various classes for chef improvement.
Well, she can cook. She's basically a trad wife.
Let's see, Gabrielle Texas.
Now let's find out what she did.
Yeah, let's see. Now, that's unfortunately kind of a common name, so I'm not sure what we're going to... Woman killed...
God damn it.
They all got to be murderers. They can't someone be in there for a fucking dime bag?
fuck.
This is rough. Garland.
Imagine.
You want to go on your fucking bullshit.
Garland police said they have arrested two people wanted in connection with the capital murder of a woman. Gabriella Torres is suspects in the murder of a 60-year-old.
That's not good.
That's terrible. Wait, was she the trigger person? Well, no, because she's getting out, right? She's not getting out until 2050.
Oh, never mind. She did it. Okay.
I think she might be too old by then.
Well, 2036 in parole.
Well, let's not be negative.
Damn. Two for two on murderers.
That's
all right.
Only 12 years away.
This is a good game.
Okay. Let's. All right. So the first one was there and someone shot her. That one was involved in the murder of a 60-year-old woman. Should we switch age brackets? Maybe the age is fucking us up here. Newest ladies.
I don't want these old broads that hit the wall.
All right, let's... What?
I want them young and hot. They're already ruined.
Well, what's the rule here? It's half your age plus seven, right? So 16, 17, 18, 19, 23. Oh, fuck, that's the tail. We'll go 24.
We're not perverts.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, we're not perverts.
Matt, ooh, I can sit. This is meth. I don't even have to... look any further.
Yeah, I can tell from the eyes.
Madison Montseballe. Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm 23 years old. I came to prison when I was 19. Uh-oh. I like that she frames it as if it was a choice. I intentionally went to prison when I was 19. I am extremely goofy.
Oh, I hope you told the judge that.
I love to converse about anything and everything. I am, apparently she doesn't have spell check. I am outgoing and have a huge personality. I'm fun to be around when I'm not incarcerated. I'm an energetic outdoorsy and enjoy movies. I'm looking forward to meeting someone to connect with, laugh with, and make each other's day.
Well, that's nice. When's she out? 2027. Okay.
Oh, that's not too bad. I am a butcher. Well, that is terrifying.
Yeah, depending on what she's in for, that's concerning.
What's your guess on this?
I'm going to go with the drug charge on this one.
Yeah, me too.
5 years. I feel like she probably got hit carrying enough for distribution, maybe.
Oh, shit. Wait, where was she? She was Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas. No murder.
Meth.
Stealing meth.
Nice.
All right. Look, hell I yeah. still got it.
Yeah. Look, this is why we had to talk to Javi, because we know our people.
I'm like the guy from the Dead Zone when it comes to drugs. I can see their picture and images flash through my mind.
I describe us as bloodhounds.
Yes.
Well, look, a little meth is nothing too bad.
I wonder how much it was. That's two men. She stole meth and assaulted two men at a nearby hotel.
All right.
She was 17 when it happened. How much meth, though? That's a big part of the scene.
I wonder if the assault is what got her.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because the rest is just like trespassing and stuff. So she probably also violated a parole to get thrown in prison for that long on a...
That would make sense.
Simple assault. Any
what about, God, their pictures suck. Go to 25.
Yeah, this is a bad age.
I need you to be hot if I'm going to, All right, what about Megan? Let's go to that white girl.
Where? Her?
Right in the middle.
Okay.
Let's see what this white girl's in for. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Ah, DUI maybe?
Killed someone during a DUI is what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to go with driving while intoxicated.
Is anyone in the chat want to put their bet in here? And we can. I wish we could like give out prizes, but we can't really. All right, let's see Megan Bowman from San Diego.
How long is she in for?
Oh, right. I can't believe it. I almost forgot to read her bio. How could I?
Of course, white girl's wordy.
If you're reading this, that means I've caught your attention somehow, some way.
Yeah, somehow.
I'm guessing it was my pictures, but let me keep your attention with my outgoing, spunky personality. I am fun-loving, beach blonde, blue-eyed woman with a kind heart who always aims to please. I have a small figure with a big butt, D boobs, and small feet.
Well, that's a good pitch to me.
Okay, this is just OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I was a cheerleader, competitive dancer for 15 years, which naturally makes me very flexible.
I'm listening.
She's got the best pitch so far.
Yeah.
I'm from Southern California, so you love to surf and be adventurous. My personality makes it very easy to strike up and engage in deep intellectual conversations with me on an emotional and physical level.
Oh, I'm sure.
So please make the first move and write me at the address listed. I'll be waiting. Well, you don't have a choice, sweetheart. Yeah. You have no choice but to wait.
Hate to break it to you.
Hugs and kisses. I'll be transferring to prison in a couple months.
That's good.
So please write me at the current address so we don't lose contact, and we'll update this page when I transfer.
Wow.
She did some college, Baker.
Well, she doesn't even have a release date yet.
Oh.
That's
oh,
either no. good or very bad.
Maybe she hasn't been sentenced. Megan Bowman, San Diego. Let's see her. Megan Bowman. San Diego. Arrest. Arrest Megan Bowman. What's the charge here? Case is sealed. What?
Arrest. They're not telling us why. Hold on.
Yeah, why? What is this shit? No document. Complaint. What is...
Go scroll down. Can you click on the arrest warrant?
Where?
Oh, returned. Returned executed.
Oh, we have... Damn. The one that got away. I'll never know now. Held before the magistrate for detention, stipulates oral motion, indictment, order of detention. Yeah, we're not going to. Okay, hold on. Back to Google. I don't want to give up that early or easy.
CBS 8? Oh, no, that's not Megan Bowman.
Nah, fuck. Well, she's done the best job of keeping herself.
Maybe she's just too fresh.
Yeah, unclaimed warrant, it appears, is what we're. But what was the warrant for? Her name's not on there. We were lied to.
Damn.
Well, she's all mine. I saw her first. All right, should we end there? I'm fucking sweating through my shirt. I need to, I want to get into a room that's not fucking 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, that was
fun.
I enjoyed that.
I had a good time, and quite frankly, chat, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's the only thing. Oh, Robbie says it was a stabbing. Armed robbery and stabbing is the two guesses, I presume.
Well, you know, I can overlook that. She didn't stab me.
Yeah. All right. Patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We got, we don't know yet. We haven't recorded the Patreon episode.
Nope. We don't know.
It'll be recorded tomorrow.
But new David is coming.
Yes, new David for Monday and Friday.
Some of the kookiest he's been in quite a while.
He breaks into tears. It's very entertaining. At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. He is at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. And go check out Cody Nichols. He just put up a new video that I helped him with a bit. So everyone go check that out. We will return on Monday with David. Who do you?
Mamba out.